Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture from the book of Philippians. Philippians 2:3 says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Vainglory is defined as inordinate pride in oneself or their achievements. It's ostentatious pride, done in a pretentious or showy way in order to impress others. Some people might wear certain types of clothing, for example, in order to draw attention to themselves. Jesus reminded his disciples that the religious leaders of his day dressed in such a manner. Matthew 23, verse 5 says, "But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi." Galatians 5:26 says, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." When somebody is lowly, it means that they are genuinely humble and unimportant. They are not well-known and low in station or rank. It's also defined as being free from pride, filled with meekness, and possessing humbleness of mind. Look at Colossians 3:12. It says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." Ephesians 4:1 says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love." To esteem somebody is to regard them highly, favorably, or with respect and admiration. Romans 12:10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." 1 Peter 5:5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." When somebody is meek, they are very submissive to those who exercise control over them. It's to be docile, obedient, and showing a lack of resistance to those who are in authority. Moses was the meekest of all men and very humble and obedient towards God. Numbers 12:3 says, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." We need to be filled with the exact same qualities, submitting to the teachings of Scripture and becoming obedient to God in everything. James 1:21 says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." 2 Timothy 2:25 says, "In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." You know, although fame followed the Lord Jesus wherever he went, he was not seeking it. He was not seeking those kinds of things, but the betterment of our souls. And he became a humble servant of men and a ransom for many. Mark 10:41 says, "And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." The servants of Christ need to be filled up with the same qualities. Remember that the Lord Jesus left everything behind in order to save the sinful world. He became poor so that we could become rich in spiritual things. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." By the grace of God, the Apostle Paul did the same thing by continually feeding God's sheep. 2 Corinthians 6:4. "But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." Acts 20, verse 28 says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." 1 Peter 5, let's take a look here. It says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." By the Spirit of God, young Timothy was more concerned about the care of the church rather than the things of this world. Philippians 2:20 says, "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel." Many people seek after fame while in this world, but in the end, it's only vanity. The only thing that's really going to matter on Judgment Day is having fruit unto life eternal and being able to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And it requires turning away from the things of this world, seeking the betterment of others, and making yourself of no reputation. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.